Dire State of Mind, we are here. Sorry for the delay, guys. We're going to be talking about Tibbs and Knox. A lot of training camp stuff. A little bit of Luka Vildoza and probably a lot of bit of everything you know how we do. Dynasty Podcast, let's go for it. What's going on, State, man?
Hey, what's up, brother? NBA is back. That's what's up.
Yeah, the whole there's a whole big scoreboard right now, man. How many games? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Damn, 6 games tonight, man.
Yeah, man. A lot of basketball to be played. Yo, you got posters already. I'm seeing on Instagram Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns. So, yeah, NBA is back, man. I like what I'm seeing.
I'm happy, man. Yo, the internet was messed up. Freaking the on Twitter, not Twitter, Instagram was out, WhatsApp was out, and Facebook was out for a big part of the day today.
Yeah, it was out for a couple hours. It was a couple hours. I think, matter of fact, I paid my phone bill. I knew something was wrong today. I paid my phone bill, but my phone didn't turn back on until like 2 hours later. Okay. So like when I'm looking at my phone, I'm like, damn, my phone still ain't on. I'm like, yo, it's like 2 hours later, yo, so I gotta get it. And then it just turned on. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, something's wrong. So then when everything was out, I'm like, all right, cool. I can understand.
Yeah, I wonder what it is, man, because it's rare to have so many different things out at the same time. Yeah. Speaking of out, you see people don't have MSG now right before the season start?
Oh, yeah. Comcast.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. That's tough. I think the only other way. So that means it's not on Fubo TV no more.
I don't know. I saw some people saying that it was on Fubo. On Fubo, whatever, however you say it. How do you watch the games? You watch the games through Fubo or you just got MSG on your plan?
So it depends. Like, if it's on, like, usually the games is when I'm at work. So yeah. I usually just watch all the games at work. But if it's a lot of games, like, and I'm in the house, I pay for Fubo TV automatically. I'll pay for a month. I'll be like, all right, the hell with it. You know, it's $65. And it's crazy because you want to know so crazy? Because it's a loss. Because it's $65 for me to watch one channel.
Yeah.
But it's all right, man. The Knicks is worth it. It's cool.
So are you paying attention to any of these box scores and stuff? While I was setting up, I was kind of like glancing and stuff. It's a lot of big games, man. So you've been paying attention at all?
Nope. But now I will. I'm being straight honest with you. Nope. Because I've been so, like, I'm so locked in on what the Knicks is doing. Like, I'm just so far gone when it comes to other teams. But
it's preseason,
yeah. But tomorrow, then I'll be invested. That's when I'm going to start being invested in preseason.
Yeah. All right, well, I got some of the games that are in progress at the moment now. So you got the Raptors up. I'm gonna click the Raptors, man, just to see what they're doing over there. You know, there's a lot of teams that have a lot of talent, man. I'm just taking a look at their roster. They got Scottie Barnes. They're gonna want, I guess they want him to start. Like right now, do you pay attention to the starters? Like what they use as for starters just so early in the preseason?
Of course. Is that a trick question? I mean, like, you got Patrick and Choke. Pressure? Oh, wow. Wow, yeah. Their starting lineup is not what I expected. I mean, because Pascal Siakam is, you know, he's not going to play in the first preseason game. So I'm going to assume that Pascal Siakam would start in the place of Scottie Barnes. But, I mean, hey, Scottie Barnes was picked fourth. They might be more inclined to start him now, just start him right away. And, you know, he didn't have a bad game. Wow, yeah, wow. So he had 13 points, 6 for 10 shooting, 9 rebounds, 6 assists.
Take a look at some of the guys down the list too, man. They got that dude, Siva, the one that I drafted in fantasy. He had 13. He played all right. I was watching a little bit. Look at Justin Champagne. I think that's the same Champagne from I don't think that's from St. John. I think that's the kid from St. John's brother, if I'm not mistaken. Or that might be the kid from St. John's. He had 17 and 10. You know, so I know this is preseason, guys are getting their little opportunity, but they, you know, you get to see talent, you know, the real talent out there, you know?
Yeah. And you can see, like, each game, you get to see different combinations, different lineups. And you never know. Preseason could show a diamond in the rough. So, yeah, man, that's nice. But I like to see when teams do that, man. Don't sit these young guys, man. You got to let them play out the gate. But, I mean, Scotty Barnes is a guy who's probably ready now. He's not like a Kevin Knox. Yeah. You got to, like, make him play hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, Scotty got a motor already, so.
Yeah. Speaking of, look at this. This is Detroit's lineup here. They got RJ Drummond, 19 and 14. What an idiot, man! I feel like he should. He has plenty of basketball left in him, huh?
You mean Philly?
Yeah, Philly. My bad. But you know, I'm just looking at it. He got 19 and 14. He still could do that, you know. So why would he sign with a team that he's playing with a guy that's going to get 13 and 12 or whatever, you know?
I don't know why he signed there either. And you want to know so crazy about Drummond? I don't see no fit with Drummond and Ben Simmons on the court, like, ever. Like, I never want to see those two on the court together. So.
Well, you're going to get your wish this year, man.
Yeah. The way it's going, Ben Simmons looking like he ready to forfeit money.
Yeah. Anyway, I just don't get these NBA teams, man. I guess that's why it's better just to focus on our own team. You know, because there's a lot of stuff going on with us, whatever. But, you know, Miami Heat is playing the Hawks right now. The Magic intrigues me, too. I think that'll be the last one I look at. They have a lot of guys that basically do the same thing. But look at the talent level on there. And whoever got minutes actually played decent. You're talking about, Suggs. He played. He had a couple different moves throughout the game. They was playing pretty well. Cole Anthony's playing good. Mo Bamba's playing good over there. Even Mortiz Wagner, that's their draft pick from this year. He's playing pretty good. So they have a lot of talent. The guys that basically do the same thing, and they have a lot of usable talent on that roster. So I don't know what teams be thinking when they draft or how they prepare their team and stuff. You know, this is Boston.
See, man, Mo Bamba. It's crazy because if I'm Mo Bamba, you can easily take the starting job from Wendell Carter Jr. And the only reason why Wendell Carter Jr. would start is because you traded for him and you want to see, you know, you want to reap the benefits of your trade. But at the same time, you know, if Mo Bamba starts for them next season, I kind of wouldn't be surprised. Because you're supposed to be ready. You're from New York. You know what time it is. It's year four it is for Mo Bamba. So, yeah, man, it's time for you to produce. Play hard, and the one thing about Mo Bamba that I always liked about his game, he can always space the floor, even in college. So I see he's one for three from three, and that's nice to see with 10 rebounds. So, you know, 13 points. I see Cole Anthony up there, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Oh, that's 16. Nice, 16 points.
Yeah. Even R.J. Hampton, too, he played pretty good, too. You got 7 and 6 there. You know, they got a lot of good players, and then plus they got the other kid that they got hurt. You know, the rookie, the guy that was like their number one pick a couple years ago in Philly.
Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, I keep forgetting his freaking name, Markelle Fultz. I keep thinking of the football player. You know, but I mean, they got a lot of talent. They got a lot of guys that basically do the same thing over there. So it's interesting, some of these teams here.
And they got Jonathan. They got Jonathan Isaac as well. He's still hurt.
Yeah.
So I mean, he probably not hurt, you know, it's DNP coach's decision. So I'm going to be interested in Orlando in the starting lineup because, like, I always, like, dog, when you draft a guy top 5, top 6, top 7, it would kind of behoove you to, like, star him and try to, like, throw him in the fire early, get the reps going. If he's playing bad, you pull him at 20 minutes. But I know I could see them starting Jalen Suggs. And somebody's just gonna be mad. And I don't know what position he's gonna play. He's gonna play shooting guard or point guard. I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at Gary Harris. You know, if you a guy like Cole Anthony, is you going to really let up that star spot? And then you got Markel Fultz.
So yeah, and like I said, RJ Hampton is ready too. He's ready to start playing too. So I guess that's a good thing to have. But, I mean, with four guys that you basically could groom to be a starter at the point guard spot, you know, they got to do something over there in Orlando.
Yeah. They got a glut of point guards. That is crazy.
Yeah. Well, speaking of glut, man, we don't have a glut at forward. You know, Knox is actually begging to play. You know, in the interview that he gave, he was like, yo, man, I want to play. He said, yo, I'm playing. I'm doing everything they asked me to do this time. You know, I'm working hard, blah, 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 blah. And he said it like more than once that I want to play. Like, I want to play this year. You know what I'm saying? So what do you think about all that stuff?
I want him to play too. But he got to play like he want to play. that's the problem. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, he got to play like he want to play. I have no problem with Kevin Knox and what he said. I do have a problem with what he said about summer league as far as, you know, it's not really anything tough. Like, it's just pick a ball. And the way Thibodeau described it was way different from the way Kevin Knox described it. And it's like, it's tough for a player and a coach to get on the same page if their philosophies don't align. You get what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, you know, Tibbs is the boss. So, like you take it like as your supervisor, the coach is basically the supervisor. So, the supervisor is more than likely going to take the situation a little bit more serious than say, like the worker does. But what makes a good worker is somebody that's along the lines of what the supervisor is doing, you know, like to get the job done. You know, not necessarily what the supervisor is saying per se, but just for the overall thing of the whole, the job needs to get done. So, I mean, they need to play basketball. He wants to play. They need to win and that type of thing. So, you know, it is kind of weird that Tom Thibodeau was just more like, you know, he takes summer league very serious, but then, you know, Knox called it a pickup game. So it was kind of weird to hear that.
Yeah, that threw me off because it's like, the philosophies, man. You don't want to, you know. Everybody got an idea, like a certain way on how they go about things. So if Knox feel like it's one way, but Tibbs feel like it's another, I feel like Knox is on his way out because he's not good enough yet to dictate certain things. But at the same time, you're right. He's basically begging to play. I want to see him play, honestly. I really would like seeing Knox play next season in a rotation, right? And him, and we're winning games, and he's actually producing, like he comes back a different guy. It would be nice to see because, one, that's one of our draft picks. Two, we've seen him play with Mitch before. We've seen him play with RJ before. And three, if he got better, that means defensively, he's not, you know, having those lapses on defense, you know, backdoor cuts, not playing aggressive enough, not taking the open shot. I mean, you got to get the damn ball, too. That's my thing. Like, my issue with guys like Burks is, like, I rarely see a hockey assist. Like, it's rare with the Knicks. Because we run a lot of ISO. But God damn, like, guys be open and dudes don't want to pass the ball. I've seen Knox play with Burks. I've seen Burks not pass the ball. I've seen Knox play with Emmanuel Quickly and Quickly finds Knox. So I got to see more. I don't know. I don't like Burks anyway, personally. I know he did good for us last season. But, like, I would like to see Knox play. I think it would be more enjoyable because that's our draft pick. And we invested in that guy, and it sucks to see him the way he is. It would be nice for him to have a redemption story because his would be more – it would be way more wow than Julius Randle redemption story because Randle still averaged 20 and 10. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, well, the thing with Kevin Knox, he actually wanted to play summer league too. So, but I think it was COVID. I think he had caught COVID, so he was out for like a little while. So they made the decision for him not to play because he was out sick or whatever. So, but it's just the wording, because like you want him to work, but it's still like alarming for a guy that really wants to play, but he still don't really get it yet. You know, I get it. It's not the easiest thing to answer questions from these the press and stuff. So he's just kind of giving his answers and whatever. But like, you know, one thing I do like is just his energy. His energy was definitely like, yo, you know, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do, you know, because I guess same thing like with Frank Ntilikina. Frank Ntilikina has his foot out the door on the Knicks when it was his last year. He could see the out, you know. So I'm quite sure Knox could see, you know, the street. You know what I'm saying? He don't want to be out the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So I'm quite sure the anxiety is there. So that's a good thing. And also too, it benefits the Knicks if he plays well. We could put him in a trade package for something else, you know, if we see something out there that we want to do. So, you know, it benefits us both ways, whether he plays and actually produces or just plays well enough to make a team be like, okay, he's still good enough to give up an asset for or something. Mm. You
know? I mean, it could go both ways. I know the Knicks will – I know for a fact the Knicks will make a trade. I don't know when, but I think they're going to make a trade. I wouldn't be surprised if they make a trade. If Knox become a good asset, then whoop-de-doo. You never know what could happen. A lot of things could happen next season. Just for a few examples, like the Pelicans not making it to the playoffs, losing. Utah not making it to the playoffs, losing. Portland not making it to the playoffs, losing. Like, it's certain teams where they're literally one losing season away from it just imploding. And I think Leon Rose is waiting for that moment, like a Ben Simmons moment, but not actually Ben Simmons. Like, you wouldn't not – I know he probably wouldn't trade for Ben Simmons, but something like that, to that effect. I'm assuming that he's hoping that happens next summer. So it's a couple teams that you could look at and be like, all right, man, if it goes south, we know who Leon gonna call.
Yes, yeah, so many different teams. Like, you know, like I said, I'm just looking at the scoreboard, looking at these different games. Even if the Pelicans are playing right now, they're playing against Minnesota. They're not playing Zion Williamson, but they got Brandon Ingram. Devontae Grant is there, so at least they tried. Devontae Grant is an up and coming point guard, so they tried to get somebody on the same timeline as them. You know. So Trey Murphy is there. Trey Murphy is pretty good. So, you know, it's just kind of a wait and see what each team does. But every team is in disarray, even the Knicks. If things go wrong with the Knicks, we can actually reset, hard reset as well, you know?
It's tough, bro. It's tough, man. I hope that don't happen to us, because I already see it happening to Philly. And we spoke about that a couple pods ago about Philly and how if you trade Ben Simmons, you might as well trade and be, because I don't see how you get a trade package that equals the value of Ben Simmons. So it's tough.
Yeah, you don't, man. You know, same thing with Embiid. They need to get rid of him too. I mean, they already signed Drummond. So I mean, like, that's what I don't get. Why did they sign Drummond if they got Embiid? So what does that mean? You're gonna trade Embiid? I don't get it. Like, you already got his replacement on the roster if you needed to move away from him. So why not just do that and just hard reset the team and just start that thing over? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. That's on them, bro. That's on them. I ain't got nothing to say to that, man. That's on them. Yeah. They crazy.
Yeah, the great thing about the Knicks, though, man. So I was talking about imploding. So imploding would be like, let's say Kemba don't play. You know, let's say Rose gets hurt. You know, that's us imploding. You know what I'm saying? But that's not a bad thing, because now you're talking about quickly get slid into the starting point guard spot. McBride comes up, you know, as the backup point guard, and then Grimes is gonna come over to play some minutes. So like, even if we implode, we still have guys that could get in that spot. Because I kind of trust Quickley, bro. I feel like Quickley's putting all the work in. He's talking a good game. The staff is behind, got his back. and stuff. He's putting all the work in. So I think that he's ready. If he was in a different situation, he probably would be, you know, fighting for like a starting spot the same way that the Walker and Rose are, man. So, you know, like that's the good thing about our guards, that we have so many of them that if we lose one or two or three or four, we still got like plenty of players to back up, you know, to take up the slack.
Yeah. Oh man. it's gonna be an interesting season. I don't see. Here's my thing. I trust Quickly too, right? I don't see the Knicks necessarily imploding at all. I don't see no one singular player that get hurt, God forbid, knock on wood, and like our season just goes bad because we got a backup for everybody. and it just ran through my mind, like, if something happened to Nerlens, we got Mitch. Now, if something happened to Nerlens and Mitch, dog, we got a problem.
we give the rock to Jericho Sims, and then we still got old man Taj there.
Yeah, you know, old man Taj. How old is Taj? Like 35.
Yeah, man, it's funny you talk about guys that's old, but they still young, you know, relatively speaking. You know,
basketball years, like basketball years. I was 35. They like 50 or so.
Yo, this is some free agents that I saw earlier. Tommy Beer posted it. I don't know if you can see it there. Isaiah Thomas is still out there. Mike Scott jumps out at me. Damian Dotson's still lingering. DeMarcus Cousins still out there. You know, Myers Leonard with his problems. Jerome Robinson is a decent player. You know, they still got guys out there just in case something was to happen. Mike Scott jumps out at me, bro. What do you think about this list?
Mike Scott, boy.
You going live right now?
Yeah. Nah, not for now. Hell no. Oh yeah, at the top.
All right.
You crazy. Oh,
I start my YouTube for work, baby. You send me donations right now. $3, I'll go in.
Nah, you crazy.
Everybody said hit the like. $3.
I like Cousins, bro.
Yo,
you kidding me?
Be easy though, bro.
Yo, be easy, brody. I like Cousins. Mm-hmm. I like. Damn, that's about it, honestly. Because I don't need none of those guys. I want to see Grimes play. If any injury happens to certain players, I automatically see another player before any person on this list. I'm gonna keep it 1,000 with you. I think the smart move is to keep that roster spot open. I think that's what you should do.
What about Bacon? Is Bacon fully signed to the roster, or he's still just on like a training camp thing?
I think he's on the training camp thing. Yo, salute, Kareem. Appreciate you. I think he's on a training camp. I think he's on a training camp deal.
Well, he's special too, man. I see White Falcon talking about can Randall play small forward. He probably could. You know, I'd rather see him play. See, that's the thing. It's like we really our offense. When you talk about offense, we kind of play like a read offense. You know, we talked about that a couple times. You know, it's not just pick and roll and options. It's really like they just bring the ball up and the ball just moves. And, you know, guys are supposed to be available in certain positions. They're supposed to take up a spot. You know, like everybody's supposed to be where they're supposed to be. You know, every time Julius Randle makes a pass, he makes a beeline pass because the guy's supposed to be there. You know, all these guys. You know, so that's the way that we play. So, you know. You know, I think you know, Julius Randle playing small four per se, it is really just for defensive purposes, really. You know.
Yeah, but not small four. That's a tough proposition, man, for me. I can't see Randle at small four, even though last season he was great playing defense. Like he was steady. It wouldn't show up. Like Randle's a guy you don't go to the box. You don't go to the box full sheet to look at his defensive stats. Like you gotta actually watch the game. His first season in New York, he was crap on defense. But his second season, when he actually put effort into it, he's very decent. He's very decent. He's still a little crap as far as his man-to-man defense, he's still a little cracked. But he played great team defense, strong. I like – he just made his presence felt on defense. You just won't see it in the box score sheet. Because he don't get a lot of steals or blocks, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. With him, he's just able to seal his spots. Whatever the team needs him to close out on, he's good at closing out his spots. But you can't keep him out on the island. Usually, if they have somebody smaller on him, they usually blow past him. So that's the problem with him guarding like traditional small forwards. Unless the small forward is like him, you know what I'm saying? Because the league, everybody's playing all out of whack. They got shooting guards playing small forward. They got point guards playing small forward. It's just a weird, wacky time in the NBA right now, man. But you know, if we need him to do that, let's say if Obi's playing out there and we need to switch defensively, Obi, you know, it's something that we could do, definitely. But you know, to bring it back to Kevin Knox, if Kevin Knox is playing, we don't need to do none of that shit. You know?
Yeah, that's a fact. If you wanna know what's so crazy, dog? Like, if he was to wake his ass up, he would solve a lot of our problems. Like a lot of these questions me and you be having, like, if he would have just hit as a draft pick early, like I'm talking about like motor, you know, all the things that we've been wanting him to have for the past like 3 years. Like if he would have hit for a draft pick, you probably wouldn't even have to pay Evan for a year $70+ million. You know what I'm saying? Because he's the solidified starter, like he's the certified starter. And we still didn't have to pay him yet. You'll probably have to pay him next offseason. So it's tough. It's tough, bro. But if he could steal a roster spot, a rotation spot, it would be nice to see. Cause he wants to play, like you said. So if he wants to, honestly, dog, if I'm getting Kevin Knox, bro, I'm dead going nut. AKA meaning, if we in the park right now, I'm ball hogging. I'm shooting every shot. I'm not passing the ball. Move out the way. I'm ISOing again. Yo, you doing that again? Yes, move. I'm ISOing everybody. Because you got to show them that you want it. You can't just let dudes take it from you. I'm watching Burks take it from you. Like, it's not even like you don't even got to fight. Like, yo, like if that was Brandon Ingram, you would have balked at him. Yo, give me the ball. Like, what the hell are you doing? And sometimes you need that type of like heart. He probably didn't have that yet. I don't know if he got it this year. I'm hoping he better.
Yeah. I didn't want to kill your point.
Come on, Boosie. I mean, everybody going to play their hardest in practice because they want to run. So what the hell is Alfred Payton doing in practice? This is why I'll be mad. Don't talk to me about, oh, my God. What was Alfred Payton doing for 2 years?
Oh, see, my God. I don't want to trigger you with my answers, man.
That's the last time I'm going to ever bring that up because you're in a new NBA season. So I ain't going to bring that up anymore.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to get into throwing stuff at you, and then you're gonna be mad at me, man. The stats on Elfrid Payton and stuff like that. But you know, the thing with Kevin Knox, man, is that he's young. So same thing with Frank. The problem is with both of those guys is that everybody kept saying they're young. Yeah, but they're young. They got time. You really don't have time, actually. And you know what I'm saying? You have a rookie deal contract, so you basically have four years. But a lot of guys get traded before that, you know, in their career and stuff like that. So you really don't have time. Because there's always another draft class coming in. Right now, on the roster, Kevin Bacon's not even signed, per se, to the roster. Kevin Knox could lose a spot to Bacon. You know, Kevin Knox could lose a spot to Grimes. You know, there's people on the roster this year already. They're showing enough, fortitude, or I guess you want to say, that they could take his spot. So my thing in the beginning, as a young player, you're supposed to get all that shit out. Like they should be telling you to calm down rather than like wake up. You know, you shouldn't be telling a young guy to wake up. You should be telling him, nah, listen, we need you to pass the ball. We need you to do that. But Knox is the opposite. He's starting games off where he wants to pass. He just wants to be invisible. You know, but he doesn't have that in him to show guys that he could play. Because he got, like I said, he got everything. He got the handle. He got a jump shot. He got the size. He can get to the basket. You know, but, you know, it's something going on with him. And you know, it's one thing to want to play. But, like, but now, all this time that he's been in the NBA, this is, like, this is entering his fourth season right now. So, mm-hmm. If you don't know how to make it by now, then, you know, then you don't need to be here. You know?
Yeah. That's why I'm very interested in the four-year players that's supposed to be draft busts. That's why I'm interested. So this is why I'm watching. I'm watching Mo Bamba closely, right? And we see how we already said his stats from earlier. He got a double-double, you know. But I'm only paying close attention to Kevin Knox in preseason because I gotta see. I gotta sit there, look at that TV screen, and be like, because I know you're gonna have a halftime show.
Yeah, I want to prepare everybody for that, man. You know, halftime show, if you can get down on it, whatever, you know.
And I want to sit there and I want to say to you, yo, dog, I want to say something blasphemous like, yo, Kevin Knox got to start. That's what I want to say. Because if I just need to see it. We've been watching too much Nick basketball to like question our eyes when it comes to Kevin Knox anymore. Like, we've been watching for 3 years. You watch the same goddamn kid for 3 years, you going to know what the hell he do. I'm praying that I see a different player, man. I'm praying, bro.
So like, I agree with Bruce Mumble to an extent with the coaching up and coaching down stuff, man. But at the same time, like it's your life, man. So to be coached up and coached down, you got to have your own confidence, man. You know, with anything, like say, like I'm going to break it down to like dating women and stuff like that. When you're younger, you think you need this, you think you need that to impress women. But as you get older, you realize that coming out the house without shaving, brushing your teeth and taking a shower, and you can still get the baddest chick walking around. It's not all about the bells and whistles and stuff. A lot of it has to do with just how you carry yourself, you know, as a person, the confidence that you have in yourself, you know. So, you know, that's something that you have to learn as a grown man, you know, just being out there. And like, you know, it is to an extent that he is still young, you know, he's still a baby, but you know, it's a different stage, man. We're talking about basketball. To break it back down to basketball, you know, points, man, it's just basketball. So play, bro, play.
Yeah, you know, play hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't play scary. Play hard. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. You make a mistake. This is the one thing I love about RJ Barrett. Even when he makes a mistake, I look at my screen. Yo, RJ, what the hell are you doing? He still plays hard, and he got the poker game face the whole game. Like, I never see a facial expression with RJ. I'll be kind of mad at him sometimes after he dunk. Like, yo, when you dunk, curse for somebody out, bro. I want you to look at them and scream at them or something. I want to see some more emotions. So hopefully he start doing that this season. But, you know, I don't have that issue with RJ. Like, I don't got to talk about RJ's motor. I don't got to talk about Quickly's motor, even though Quickly's defense is just god-awful. But he still got a motor. He still tries. He tries on defense. Obi Toppin. Me and you never had a conversation about his motor. I don't think we've ever talked about him not having a motor because you always used to say the kid runs up and down the court like he got a battery in his back. So that's an issue we never had with Obi Toppin. Mitchell Robinson, motor was never the issue. You get what I'm saying? So it lines up. McBride from the Summer League, we ain't see no motor issues. Like, you can tell when a player got a motor issue. We've seen Kevin Knox have lapses in the summer league. And finally, Quinn Grimes. He looked like he got a motor, too. And Jericho Sims, he looked like he got a motor. Still real. You know, he like the sushi spot. But, pause. But that was funny. But he'll be all right, though. But I like what we got though, man. I like what we got as a team, man. Our team is solid. Got a lot of young players. I'm hoping Knox can play, bro.
Great. I'm hoping so too, man. Because like you said, it checks so many you know boxes for us. I mean, shout out to the guy that we probably should have drafted in hindsight, because you know him being out for the year because of the back. Maybe since the Knicks were losing, that would have been a better option for us, you know, because we were anticipating that Kevin Knox was going to be a hit and then we was going to move on from there. But he wasn't a hit, so it kind of like set us back. But you know, it takes us down the road that we are now, man. So I mean, if Kevin Knox could show us anything close to what like Kevin Porter Jr. is doing, what's his name, Michael Porter Jr., right?
Michael Porter Jr. Yes.
Yeah, if he could show anything close to that, he doesn't have to be a 20-point a game scorer, but like everything else that Michael Porter Jr. does is like what 7 rebounds a game, if that, you know, not really a lot of assists, not really a lot of steals, that type of thing. But at least he's just an option, an active option on the court, you know, that can contribute to the game. And, you know, Knox just can't do that. Because, I mean, like for this, even if we signed Fournier, if Knox was busting ass, I'm quite sure Fournier would not mind not starting. You know, put RJ to the two and have Knox starting at the three. I think Fournier would have no problems coming off the bench if he, because that's the thing about, it's about the game, about knowing the game, maturity. You see what's happening in front of you, so I'm not going to fight these guys. I think we got a chance to win, so I'm gonna go with what's good for the team. So I think Fournier will be totally down with that. You know, I feel like every single player will be down for whatever Tibbs got in store for them as far as rotations and stuff like that.
So I think it was Mook. I think it was Mook Morris. It was either Mook Morris or his brother. It's probably Mook or Marquis. It was one of them. But anyways, he was talking about Jason Tatum, right? And he's talking about how during his second season, when the Celtics went up to him and said, "We're going to start Jason Tatum now, and you're going to have to come off the bench." He said he was okay with it because he seen it in practice how Jason Tatum was killing. And he said, nah, we seen it in practice. I'm just not going to let no stupid-ass rookie, no young player just take my spot. And he's talking like a vet. So I kind of had a glimpse of how a lot of these vets think. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the younger player is not better than him, or you don't see no like clear difference, you might feel it some type of way. But he understood, like, yeah, Jason Tatum, he's good. And yo, a lot of people who defend Knox, yes, the Knicks did kind of stunt his growth, but at the same time, it's like he gotta want it himself. But dog, I always tell you, man, the only reason why I give the kid a break, at the end of the day, is because we saddled him with one of the, if not the worst coach in Knick history, in David Fizdale. And that might be fact because of his winning percentage is the lowest of any Knick coach in Knick history. So if we saddle Knox with the worst coach in Knick history, what you expect?
Yeah, especially for a kid that don't have no motor. He doesn't have any self, you know, starting stuff in his blood. You know, putting him with somebody like Fizdale was just a bad decision. You know, Fizdale was a fraud anyway, because Fizdale wasn't supposed to be that type of guy. He was supposed to be the hands-on, you know, player's coach that's going to coach up the kids. But he was, you know, you say that Tibbs is a liar. Fiz was the biggest liar, man. He was the biggest fraud. You know, one of the biggest frauds that we had, you know, recently.
Yeah.
Well, yo, I wanted to tack on what you were saying, because you was talking about Mook Morris in Boston, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good contrast, because the reason why we got Mook Morris to the Knicks, because we wanted him to do for Knox what he did for Tatum. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the opposite happened. Knox, you know, he came over for Knox and he ended up starting because Knox didn't show no fight. You know, Tatum fought Mook and took the spot. You know, Kevin Knox, on the other hand, did not take the spot. You know, nah. And then we had to rely on Mook to do all that extra scoring, which he stepped up and actually played his best, you know, basketball of his career. You know, but, you know, that's not what we really wanted him there for. You know, we wanted him there to be a mentor type of guy for our guys. It didn't really work out that way.
Man, that's whack, man. I wish he was a mentor. I always like, I never hated Mook, dog. Like, my beef with that whole situation was, like, I understood. Like, we talked a couple times during that season. Like, I understood. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it was like, you playing for your contract. Like, you're ball hogging, like, you're not playing good basketball. We cannot win basketball games. Like, if you're not Kobe or MJ, I shouldn't see you ISO every play unless there's man movement around you. He was ISOing whenever the hell he wanted. And granted, look what the coach we strapped him with.
So it's like, how much can I blame Mook when you give him the worst coach in Nick history? Like, how could I do that? And how can
we really blame Mook when Mook got 60 million? I mean, diehard. Would you let Kevin Knox take your starting spot for that 60 M's? Hell no.
So, I'm not even mad at him no more, bro. I was at first, but then, like, as I sat down about it, you know, I'm getting a little older. I'm getting grown. You know, I look at the Knicks sometimes. I look at, like, reality and life, and it's like they human too. I think the missing thing about when we talk about these basketball players, dog, like the thing that be missing the most is like they're human. So sometimes, like, we talk, like, I don't know if it's us or maybe it probably is us at times or just people in general, but they talk about these players like they not human. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta understand, like, they human too, man. Ain't gonna let this little punk take my spot for 60 M's to feed my kids. You know, oh man, it's cheaper to keep her.
Yeah, that's why I was always complaining, man. Because I mean, like, I'm not gonna baby no players. Like that was the, you know, it always comes back to Frank Ntilikina. I never understood that argument why we need to play him or purposely play him all these minutes and stuff. Because I mean, like, that means that we're babying that one player. Everybody has pride in this league, man. So I'm just looking at the year that you know, Kevin Knox rookie year. I mean, we had Ron Baker on the team. Courtney Lee was still on the team. Lance Thomas was on the team. I'm just throwing out, like, the guys that would be influenced to Kevin Knox. What's this guy? Hizona was on the team. Mario Hizona. A couple players, man. So these are guys that are all in the same boat. You know, Hizona was a top pick, just like Knox, but with his foot out the league. So this is all learning stuff that should have sparked that in him. Because aside from the coaching, he's going to be out there with those players, especially Lance Thomas and things of that nature, learning how to play, learning how to be a pro, learning what to do, learning that, listen, you're young, but, you know, you still got time. You could be out the league tomorrow. You know, and there were so many different examples that first year. And, I'm just looking at every single year he had that. He had the Knicks, if you know, aside from coaching, they did try to put players on the roster to help him develop. You know, like, to get guys there to help develop him, and, you know, outside of the coach, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
It's on him. It's on him, basically. Like, it's on the Knicks, right? Because we did some crap garbage to Kevin Knox. Like, so, like, once again, we strapped him with the worst coach in NBA history. Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, he got to want it. He got to play with some heart. Play like 10 men in the line mixed in one. I ain't gonna say scarecrow because I don't really like saying basketball players got low IQ. I'm trying to get away from saying basketball players is like that. So, you know, it's tough, man. You gotta play with more heart. You got people who's rooting for you. Like, it's tough. Oh man, you got a super chat. You got a super chat.
Yeah, I just peeped that. Yeah, Mr. Kareem Grant. Yo, shout out to Kareem. I don't think that's the first time he done that, man. So shout out to Kareem, man. This like dropping dollars on here, man. So what's he talking about? He says, do you think Mitch can flourish more with Gotham's lot? Of course. While Kemba is on the floor, of course, man. You know, we talked about that a lot, man. But when it comes to Mitchell Robinson, he's gonna be open, right? You agree with that, right?
Damn right. I mean, with Kemba Walker on the floor, come on now.
But, you know, it's not just him, everybody.
But think of it like this. When Alfred was our starting point guard, the Mitch lobs disappeared. The person who was throwing him lobs was crazy about what I'm saying is Kevin Knox. Because Kevin Knox is on a lot of those highlights. If anybody go watch the Mitch highlights with Ali Hoops, Knox is on a lot of those. He's passing the ball.
When he was with Fizdale, you know, that, well, not for nothing. Shout out to Nothing But Knicks. Sim had like a whole video where he was just showing Kevin Knox in the pick and roll with Kevin Knox. I mean, with Mitchell Robinson. So it does work. But I mean, like, you know, last year with Tibbs, RJ was getting a lot of opportunities to throw the alley oop. What's the name? Burks, even Burks, the guy, you know, the guy that you don't like. But every single player had opportunities to throw lob submits because it's just there. When he's there, it's so easy to give him the lob. You know, so you know, I wish that he was healthy, man. So you know, him being overweight, you know, because now I'm just gonna say he's overweight. You know, because now he's not in complete basketball conditioning. Because if he was playing, no, you know, then he would start to lose some of that baby fat that's along there with the muscle. You know, so then then it will be able to, you know, it would just be a lot better. But right now, once he gets ready to play, he's got to get in basketball shape now. You know, so we're behind the eight ball with that. So that lob threat is something that I wish that we have starting the season. But going forward, man, definitely that's going to be important, man. Mitchell Robinson.
Yep, man. Mitch, he damn near about to be the X factor for me. Because, yo, we need Mitch, bro. And you want to know something crazy? No Mitch puts Tibbs on Front Street. Because now, if there's no Mitch until December, me and you going to be talking about why is Tibbs not going small soon? Because if it's only Nerlens out there, right? Randall or Obi got to play five. Somebody going to have to play. And God bless Taj Gibson. I love Taj. I appreciate what Taj did for New York. Appreciate him. Thibodeau, I do not want to see Taj Gibson this season. It should be no reason why I see him this year. Honestly, dog.
If Mitchell Robinson is not playing, then Taj got to be out there sometimes.
At what spot? Center? He's going to get killed. Who he got it out there?
Well, who do you put there? Because Nerlens Noel, some nights, he's going to get bodied some nights. And then same thing with Obi. You don't want Obi guarding no real center because he's going to get bodied too.
But if he's playing the backup center, they usually playing small ball. Somebody got to adapt. Something got to get it. Because why am I seeing Taj Gibson on the court, dog? The only way I want to see Taj Gibson on the court, honestly, for me, is if Mitch and Nerlens is hurt. If both of those two guys is hurt, all right, I understand why I'm seeing Taj. If they not hurt, bro, go small. Go small.
Yeah, I get it. But if you go small, like I'm trying to get White Falcon. He just gave us a super chat also. That's a shot of Hennessy right there. I see the avatar. That's $2 shot of Hennessy right there. Shout out to Glenn Roy's on 149th Grand Concourse over there. But anyway, you know, stuff like starting Randall at center, you know, Obi, you know, that type of thing. It's gonna force Tom Thibodeau to coach, you know, to coach outside of what he wants to do. So that's going to be important. Johnny Bryant, all these guys, they're really going to have to be in his ear because we cannot start the season the way that the playoffs started, where we're training, we're preparing, this, that, and the other. And then once the ball goes up, it's like, okay, what happened to the adjustments? What happened to this? What happened to putting these guys in different positions to win? Because we have the players to use. So I'm excited to see what Tom Thibodeau does. But like I said, it is frustrating not having the guy there. But you know, as I'm saying that, like, then who's the backup center? Who's the backup center outside of Nerlens right now?
I don't know, because I don't want to see Taj play. Honestly, I don't want to see Taj play. Like, he that old. Like, go small, Tim. He's killing me. Yeah. Tiring Taj out. Like, goddamn.
But you know the thing with that, let's say if you don't play Taj, right, then that means the rotation is going to be smaller. So that's another issue too. A lot of people say, "Yo, man, why is Tibbs playing only eight guys and stuff?" But if you don't want to play Taj, then you have to shorten that rotation. Now you have to play eight guys instead of playing 10.
You got Knox, you got McBride, you got Grimes. Figure it out.
I don't hear a center. Do you hear a center?
I don't need to hear a center in today's NBA. Figure it out. Wow. We spent all the cap space. I don't want to hear no excuses, dog. I don't want to hear no excuses. I'm good on that.
Well, how does that affect defense though? Like, let's say if we just ignore Taj and just have Nerlens Noel and then just figure it out. How does that affect the defense?
Where was this defense when Trae Young was walking them boys up the court? Nah, don't start me up, man. Don't do that, man. I hate when you do this, man.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying you don't want Taj to play.
I don't give a damn about that third. Listen, last season was last season. We got walked off the court with Bogey, did the Burks and the boys with Trae Young. I don't even care about defense right now. I don't want to hear about defense. If you want to talk about defense, all right, cool. We had the top three defense that let this midget bow down in game five in the Garden. Very disrespectful. I'm still mad about that. Don't talk. I don't want to hear about defense.
Yeah, but we don't get to the playoffs at all unless Taj Gibson risks his life and New Orleans Noel risks his life every single night to help us win games.
And Thanos don't get the soul song unless he sacrifices Gamora. You see how life works?
I actually got something. I'm gonna see if I can get. I got something for you, man. I watch.
You see how life works? Come on, man. Come on. Oh man.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my wife to bring something in for you, man. Because I got this specifically for you. Because you definitely need it. If I see you, I'm gonna just hand it to you the way you can have it. Yeah, man. But I mean, that's a. I don't know. I see somebody. He said, "I'm too hood." What is this? $2 the oldest bar in the world. Yo, man. Like, if you're in New York, and you my age, I guess. It's not even my age because you could go to this spot any time of the week. You know, $2 Tuesdays, man. Shots, and well drinks. $2 at freaking Glenroy's on 149 and Grand Concourse, man. So, you think you? You ever been to Glenroy's? You been to Glenroy's? Anybody from the hood, you know, or whatever, knows about Glenroy's, man. I'm from Brooklyn. We used to go all the way from Brooklyn all the way to freaking the Bronx to freaking, like, it's supposed to be to have a pregame, but that ends up being the night, the club, the night. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you crazy. He said Glenroy's. What you?
Yeah, man, I've been in Glenroy's. I've always been in Glenroy's ever since she was, like, in junior high school, bro, man. So I got.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know what they sell, man, but it's $2. I know that. Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody in the Bronx. Shout out to everybody that knows where the fuck Glenroy's is, man. That, you know, Lakeisha, man. Yo, you want to go out on a date, man? Let's go meet up at Glenroy's, man. Don't tell my wife though. Oh shit. Man, I'm gonna bring this shit in. Yeah, man. Let me just prepare my wife, though. Yeah, man. All right. So before we start to get into that hood shit, the moonshine and all this other nonsense.
Moonshine. Wait, hold on. I got a moonshine story.
Oh no. Were you eating chitlins at the same time when you was drinking moonshine, man?
I want to eat chitlins. Yo, shout out to my friend Isha, man. Shout out to Isha, man. She wild cool, man. Girl I knew from the Bronx, man. She wild cool. So she like, yo, Vesta, yo, you want a drink? She's like, yo, you want a drink? I'm like, yeah. So, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I was like 22 at the time. Yeah, I was like 22. I'm like, yeah, I want a drink. Give me that, man. You bugging, man. Shit. She's like, it's called moonshine. I'm like, all right, bet. When I drunk, I said, what the hell? Yo, I couldn't breathe. I was coughing so bad. I couldn't breathe, dog. It was like it was like drinking alcohol, like real alcohol, like rubbing alcohol. The green one, though. That's the right one.
So you've drank the green one before?
Yo, listen. Moonshine, you don't want no moonshine. It tastes like rubbing alcohol, man.
It tastes like pure fire, like liquid fire. That's what it tastes like.
Liquid fire. Yeah.
But yo, moonshine, like you got it from where? Where did they get it from?
I don't know where she got it from.
See, that's the problem, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna drink moonshine, you gotta at least know where the hell that shit came from, man. You know. Cause I mean, if we got people in the city making moonshine in their tubs and, you know, the freaking projects and shit, man. So, you know, it's bugged out. So I mean, I got some moonshine stories too, man. But I'm gonna just keep those to myself because I got backyard Virginia, you know, sticks, you know, stories, man. So yeah, this is what I picked up, man, for you. Right there.
What's that, man?
Oh, that's
that's the reality stone, man. So I'm gonna put that on my head right now.
Yeah. Oh man, that's, you know, funny. I definitely will be there first game of the season, bro. We're gonna have a blast.
I definitely will be there. Sim, the OG, shout out to Sim. He held a ticket for me. So I appreciate him, man. I appreciate that. So I definitely will be there in person. Definitely gonna meet everybody. We're gonna have a blast. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
You gonna bring some moonshine? You bringing the moonshine?
Nah, I ain't bringing no moonshine.
Moonshine to have you fall off the upper deck in Madison Square Garden. I'm telling you, don't drink that moonshine.
Yo, man, shout out to one of my guys that you know, I'm always we actually became like internet friends after the fact. Anyway, but yo, he got so fucked up in one of the I think it was the season opener when we invaded Brooklyn. Yo, he got so drunk, we was way up that it was like he was sliding down the freaking the rafters, like he was just sliding down. So if people weren't grabbing him, he would have fell off the side of the thing, man. He would have fell off the rafter, man. Oh my god. Yeah, so I hope we don't get that bad, you know. I think we're gonna be in section 2-2 something, you know what I'm saying? So it shouldn't be that bad, but I'm planning on getting fucked up, man. I'm gonna bring all my vitamins and everything that I need to stay alive for the night, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm planning on acting up that night big time. Yeah, Leticia said take me off the screen. I forgot I had it up there. She don't fuck with dudes. I had a joke, but I guess let me leave that alone. yeah, man. So what's the next topic of conversation? We were talking about Mook Morris and Tatum and the whole Knox thing.
Yeah, man. Till we got off the moonshine. but basically, Kevin Knox, and I see you brought up the free agent list. And the reason why he brought that up is because we cut Luka Vildoza, and we knew that was coming, and that's gonna be tough. Yo, shout out to Eric L, man. I see you there, man. I see you at opening night, brother. And yeah, he just threw me off. What I was saying now, man. Come on, Eric L, man. I'm trying to shout you out, man. I'm saying a point.
Well, we were talking about Vildoza.
Oh, Luka Vildoza got cut basically, and now we got 19 roster spots, correct?
So, it cut down the training camp roster is now 19. We still got we got 14 guys signed. One guy is one spot is available, and then everybody else is just training camp people.
So we gonna see. How you felt about him getting cut? I think it was kind of like, I think we called it. I think you said, I think you, either you or somebody else I was listening to, y'all said, yo, he's not going to make it.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you have to see these guys play. You know, it's one thing to hear so that's the thing. We gave him his respect. You know, he's from Argentina. He was an up-and-coming player. Like, his name was ringing bells whenever they talked about Argentina and stuff. So whenever you hear that about a young guy coming up in Argentina, you think Mano, you think of all these different guys that he had. So we gave him his respect, you know, based on where he's from and shit. You know what I'm saying? But him getting out there to play in the Olympics, and then he transferred into Summer League, and he basically played the same way. He got embarrassed a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he don't deserve to be in the NBA, period. You know, that's it. Injury aside, because, I mean, he's not beating Deuce McBride out. He's not beating quickly. You know what I'm saying? He's not beating Rose or whatever. Even if all those guys get hurt, Vildoza is not going to be a starter for us.
Nah, blasphemous. That's why I was telling people, like, yo, I don't see how he played. So it's understandable. I wish Luka Vildoza nothing but good luck. And we got an open roster spot. So that's how I look at it. And I guess we can move on. We got enough guards anyway. You just named about 4 or 5 guards. So I'm not too worried about that guard position this year. I'm not worried about... Honestly, I don't even think injury can be a good excuse this season, dog. I don't even think it's a good excuse for me personally. Except only if Mitch and Nerlens get hurt. Now, both of them get hurt, we're gonna have a problem. Yeah, shout out to Evan. But yeah. if anybody else get hurt, bro, if Randle get hurt, Obi Toppin gonna start. Now I believe in the heart of hearts because Thibodeau played him for a year and they, you know, Thibodeau comfortable. Now I believe Obi Toppin will start. If RJ get hurt, okay, cool. Alec Burke will probably start, right? And now Grimes with Knox gonna play. That's how that go. If Evan Fournier get hurt, all right, you could start Burks. Or you could go so many ways with it. You could start Burks, you could start IQ. Like it's so many lineups that you could play to where like I don't think no injury really kills the Knicks playoff hopes, honestly, except for the Mitch and Nerlens scenario. That's the doomsday. That's the what if episode 8 Ultron get the nuclear missiles. That's what that is.
Yeah, that was a crazy episode, right? The last one that opened up a whole another jar of worms for what they want to do with the whole MCU shit, man. So that shit is dope, man. Yeah. But yo, what you're saying there, like basically we have a hole at the power four spot. We have a hole at the backup four spot. Cause like let's say if something happens to Randle, we're in trouble. You know, even if something happens to Obi and say we don't do nothing with Knox, we're in trouble. You know, we just don't have much anything coming behind those guys. You know, the backcourt is set. We don't have to worry about the backcourt. We could just let the backcourt sit for a couple years. Because even we got that kid Rokas from Europe. We still got him that we could call up, you know, at any time when we feel like it, if we wanted to do that. So, I mean, like, we got to figure out what we're going to do with this front court, man. So, I think that's very dangerous. We need, you know, we got to trust Obi to get out there and do his thing. But we need that extra guy. We need that extra dude to come out there and play. I wonder if they expect Nerlens to do that, to be that guy, because they want him to shoot threes and stuff.
I don't know, bro. I'm be straight up honest with you. I don't know. That whole center position, I think that's the only position right now to me, dog, where it's like, with a coach like Thibodeau, he could get the most probably out of any center. Literally, like, in his scheme, where you funnel a lot of the players into the big man, and it's like they got to just protect the rim at a high rate, you could get a bargain Ben center, and he could play in that system. And you probably won't get a big drop off. But it's a wait and see. It's a wait and see.
What do you think about Cousins?
Oh, that's just if all hell breaks loose. That's just in my doomsday scenario. If that comes to fruition, you need a vet. You gonna need a bag out there. You might as well go get boogie.
Yeah, but you know all this conversation only happens because Mitch is hurt. You know, but you know I wish for that last roster spot. I think we probably could use a backup big man. Like I mentioned, Mike Scott. Mike Scott is older now, so it's somebody that's not gonna really command a lot of minutes. So if you get somebody like him that's gonna work and be a good teammate, that type of thing, it might be good to have him on the bench. You know what I'm saying? At least we know that there's somebody out there that knows a good tattoo artist. You know what I'm saying? Because Mike Scott, he got tattoos all over his freaking body, man. You know, from what I see. I don't know about the rest. what I can't see.
Yeah, man. He's scary too. He looks scary. Yeah.
He'll shoot joints at you, man. So we need that. We need somebody on the court that we could call to put out there when everything starts getting sticky a little bit. Right?
Do a little Charles Oakley moment.
Yeah, go get him outside his head real quick.
Man. Yeah, like that kid, Joe, I forgot, I think it's JoJo White or JoJo English, whatever his name was, that fought Derek Harper back in the days. Like Phil Jackson threw that bum out there and said, yo, just start talking about his moms or whatever you need to do. And then Derek Harper, next thing you know, he's flipping him over the scores table. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like every team needs that, man. You need that one dude that's just out of his mind. You know, he's not afraid. You know, they know he ain't going to be in the NBA much longer. And he just, you know, you got to be out there to take one for the team. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, not today's NBA. Maybe back then when it was allowed. You can't really have enforcers in today's NBA.
Yeah, like, I know. They probably call the cops on you and shit.
He said call the cops. Yeah, they probably would. For the,
you see some of them fouls Michael Jordan and the boys was getting? They just getting clobbered in they neck, in their head, legs. They was getting elbow punched.
Yo, Be Civilized just said that we needed 3 and D, a small forward who could play four positions, like Lance the Dance. That's Kevin Knox. You know what I'm saying? And Lance, he's talking about, Lance Thomas, right? So Lance Thomas, that was his rook. Kevin Knox is Lance Thomas's rook. You know what I'm saying? So he learned from Lance Thomas. So you would think that Kevin Knox, you know, would have that in his bag, you know? I don't know. Like somebody earlier said, why do we keep talking about Kevin Knox? What's the obsession with him? You know, do we think he's good or do you really think he's going to contribute? Yo, man, he's the X factor. He's the X factor for our team. Like, if we can have him, if he could produce, then that is the guy that we need on there. Because right now we got Burks is going to be there at the three, kind of, you know, the pseudo three, you know, play like the three-man point guard coming off the bench. But if Kevin Knox can actually show you that he could play, then that's the guy. That's the guy that you could put out there to let's say if Randle needs to take the day off, you know, to rest his foot. We know we could start Obi and then have Kevin Knox coming off the bench. And then we should be good. You know, we should be good with that. So, that's why, you know, somebody like Knox is so important.
Yeah. She speeds up the timeline, honestly. But, yeah. You know, we don't know, man. People saying Knox is done. We don't know. I don't know. It's a wait and see for me. I tried to do it with Frank Ntilikina, but the problem with that was that wasn't Scotch Perry's draft pick. That wasn't Scotch Perry guy to begin with, and he had none of his guys in the organization. Then you look at it, you fire Leon Rose. Like it was no way he was coming back. Kevin Knox on the other hand, Scott Perry got a long-term deal. So maybe Scott Perry has some type of sway where he can actually, you know, say that I'm like, all right, you gotta see some of my guy. Let's see what he got. You know, we know what we got in Burks. I don't know. Knox gonna have to take the spot or something. It's
always been his. So I mean, you know, he just gotta what would they call it? It's his destiny, man. Just step up and take your freaking destiny, you know? You know, yeah. Don't let another guy take you out the off the team. You know, you already seen what happened with Frank. Don't let that happen to you.
God. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Even though politics is always in basketball when it comes to draft picks, like, you know, if you draft a certain player, you want to see your guy play. And it's cool. That's fine. But at the end of the day, it's like Kevin Knox got wanted for himself. And if he wanted for himself, then he got to take it by the bullhorn. And RJ never coming off the bench. That's the hell no.
But he's commenting on what I said that RJ. But I didn't say RJ coming off the bench. I said Fournier coming off the bench.
Oh, Fournier.
Yeah, remember we was talking about that. If say Kevin Knox was to show up and actually show more than he's ever shown, I think Fournier would see that and be like, okay, well, you know, I could see why you want him to start, so I won't have no problem with that. You know, then you slide RJ to the back to the two.
That's a fact. I definitely agree with that, 1,000%. After what I heard from what Mook Morris said about Jason Tatum, I was like, all right, now I understand.
Speaking of no longer hungry, what happened to his do-rag? What was underneath that do-rag?
I don't know, man.
he had the silky joint on too, with the yellow. I don't know what he was trying to do. So what was underneath that? Did he have braids? You know, what was that underneath?
I guess he had braids. No.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, for all these interviews and stuff, they keep asking the same stupid ass questions. Oh, so did you do this? Oh, yeah, I've been working hard. This, that, and the other. You know, asking them the stupid ass question. If I was there, I'd be like, yo, Sam, your phone. What happened to that do-rag that you had on? What was underneath there? What were you trying to do? That's what I want to know. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it light and stop asking these guys these stupid ass questions all the fucking time, man. It drives me crazy.
That's a dumbass question. Yo, yeah, I mean,
Yeah, because I mean, you ask, hey, oh, so what did you work on? They always say, well, I worked on everything. You know, say, oh, how did you do this? I stayed in shape. And like, there's nothing else for them to say. Because you they're trying to bait them into saying something stupid so they could write a big snuff article on them. That's what they want. You know what I'm saying? So, like, someone like me and you, I literally want to know what was underneath that do-rag. And then we can have, like, a little talk about that. Because we could do a whole podcast about what was underneath Kevin Knox's do-rag, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man. What's Kevin Knox got now? The little Boosie haircut?
Yeah, that's what he got, basically. Yeah. Oh, I don't know, God. Man. Poor kid, man.
Yeah, I hope he shows up, man. It'd be nice if he show up, because if he show up, then goddamn, we wouldn't be sitting there having this goddamn conversation about this kid.
Yo, so what do you? All right, so you know, we get into like the second. Well, the ending part of the show. So we got a game tomorrow, man. So what do you think Tom Thibodeau does? Or do you think anybody gets to break the first game of preseason? What do you think happens that first preseason game?
Absolutely. I think either Rose or Kimball will not play. I think Randall going to play for sure. RJ going to play for sure. I think one of those two players is not going to play tomorrow. Hopefully we get to see 15 guys. We get to see a lot of guys on the court. I'm just praying and hoping Kevin Knox is ball hogs and tries to score 15 to 20 points. And try to take about a ball hog, man. You can't let dudes like Alec Burks come to your city where you got drafted from and just take your spot. Like, how he goon you out your spot? Come on, man.
Yeah, we got to get him. Heart. We got to get him that ether, that reality stone, man. Give him some energy, extra energy.
You gotta play with some heart, man. That's all. So, and also, I would like to see Deuce McBride against NBA talent. He was very impressive during summer league, so I would like to see him against some NBA talent. And Quentin Grimes, I want to see if Tibbs can get him some shots. And most of all, I just want to see a different kind of offense. Like, don't show us the whole offense, but show me something different. Show me something new, something fresh. Not some Julius Randle, Julius Randle ISO, pinch post, flex, or we're going to run some horns and just give it the – no, I don't want to see that no more, man. That's boring basketball, man. Not even boring. I just feel like it's not winning basketball in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, like I said, we got to get there, man. You know, we got to do whatever we got to do to get there. Then once we get there, then, you know, it's up to Tibbs to figure that out. But, you know, we only got 4 preseason games, too. So we kind of need to expedite and really figure out, you know, not necessarily like play our starters 40 minutes already. You know what I'm saying? But at least like get the framework of what we're trying to do early on, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think, because we only got 4 games, you know.
Yep. So we're going to see. Hopefully we get the W. Hopefully our guys just stay healthy during the whole preseason. Prayers. I'm not going to look for that. And let's go. I'm ready for this NBA season, man. We ain't got no drama. Yeah, Boost Mobile is out of line. We don't got no drama, no nothing. So I can't wait and see.
Yo, shout out to Sims, man. I think his name is Aaron Sims. I think Aaron Sims is pretty good, man. But I think like every time Aaron Sims talks, he always like speaks like he's shocked. You know, like he's shocked to see how hard certain players work and what guys are actually doing in the NBA. So that kind of annoys me with Sims. I feel like he has a lot of talent. You know, so you know he has a shot to do something in this league too, man. So I would like to see, especially guys that already got like enough, like he was already a leader in his college team. I think he's a 3-year rookie or whatever. So I would like to see guys like that, you know, actually have some pride in themselves. So that's the main thing. Like, you got to have some pride in yourself. Like, I'm bringing it back to, let me take Lakeisha off before she slapped me. So, you know, like I was talking about like women, hanging out with women and stuff like that. When you're young, you're intimidated, you know, but once you figure out what's going on, You can go into a spot and not even worry about any chicks in the room, and next thing you know, they coming for you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do nothing crazy. You don't got to wear no special cologne or nothing. You can go That's in there. You can just go in there like with scrubs, like you got on. Next thing you know, you pulling a whole bunch of chicks or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily about what all the bells and whistles. It's about, you know, just being able to stand up on your own and have your own confidence, your own energy, and then you'll be able to succeed. You know.
That's a fact. I definitely agree with that. And I'm going to compare this to, like, an NBA locker room. Like, it'd be times where, like, I'll be down and I'll be out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, damn, yo, I'm down on myself. And I'll go to my friend's house. Boom. I'll go to my friend's house. I go to my friend's house probably, like, 3 straight days. And I'll be like, yo, bro, man, I'm down. And then he'll give me a talk like, yo, man, you ain't down, man. Man, lift yourself up, man. You good. You know, go out to the ball, man. Go get you some. What I'm saying that to say is you need good energy around you. And if you have a good locker room, that's a great support system as well. So I just like the camaraderie with this locker room that we have right now. The energy that's around the team right now is positive. Like I said before, this is probably one of the most anticipating seasons. And I'm a younger Knicks fan, so I feel like I can say this on you all as well.
Yeah, you keep saying you're young, man, but you could have went to high school with Taj Gibson, so you ain't that young.
Yeah, I could have. He would have been.
yeah, he would have been a senior.
I'd still been in middle school.
How old is Taj? If he's 35, then y'all could have went to high school together.
Hell no, I'd have been in middle school. I'd have been in 8th grade. He'd have been in 12th grade.
You wilding, man. Well, he's 36. He's 36.
Oh, he's 36? Even older? Yo, yeah. Come on. Nah, man. Oh, man. But, yeah, man, I'm glad. I like this team that we got, man. I ain't got no more Alfred Payton, thank God. I kind of hate Burks, but I can't hate him because I can still make jokes like 99 cent Kobe. You know, he pull up his 99 cent Kobe once in a while. He going to score 30. I mean, 99 cent Kobe. How dare I be disrespectful? My poor game. 99 cent James Harden. And, you know, he'll pull that off once in a while. But besides that, man, I really like this team that we got, man. Ain't no Moody's. Ain't no Alfred Payton's. Ain't no, what's this? Oh, ain't no Anders Cannons. Oh, man, it's nice. Oh, man, it's nice. I got it. It's nice, man.
Yo, what do you think about Kemba? Do you think Kemba's hurt?
What you mean?
Because we were gonna kind of talk about that too. Like, is he, you know, like they already like Rose already gave him the blessing that he wants him to start, but mm-hmm. you know throughout the course of training camp, you're gonna figure out whether a guy could play or not if he's gonna be able to handle that in the beginning of games and that type of thing. So do you think Kemba's gonna start or do you think he's hurt? What do you think is going on with Kemba right now?
I think he started. Kemba gotta start.
Yeah,
I'm a gotta start. So it's like, you know, I'm not worried about that, man. I'm not with Kemba gotta start, man. I don't care. We got two. And now, if Kemba take us far to the playoffs, whatever. I don't care. We got two possibly future Hall of Famers at point guard in a rotation right now as we speak. I have nothing more to contribute to that.
Yeah, it's ill, man. Yeah, we got an ill team, man. You know, it's fun to speculate because that's what we're doing. This one thing, I got in an argument with somebody on Twitter today where they were just like, you know, they were just talking about like how Knicks fans are this, that, and the other. But if you're a fan of the team, what are you supposed to say? You know, like you're not supposed to be enthusiastic about what's happening with your team. You know, I don't understand how are we supposed to react for these different things. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, like we legit could be happy for our team. Why can't we? I just don't get that. You know, and then we got the talent. I was gonna say too is that, you know, Kemba Walker is a New York legend. You know, we already know what he's done in his career. Derrick Rose, a former MVP, probably gonna be in the Hall of Fame. You know, Julius Randle might be there. You know, you said RJ is gonna be there. You know, Fournier is like one of the greatest players to ever play in France. You know, so there's like all these titles that we have all over the team. You know, coming up, so that you know, when teams win championships, the teams are always filled with players that have their own accolades. you know, have their own thing about them, you know. So that's important too, to paint when you paint that whole picture, you know. So yeah, man, I'm happy, man. I feel like we on our way, bro. We definitely are.
We gonna have fun this season. I see it, man. I'm not really looking at the players this season. I'm just looking at Tom Thibodeau. If people looking for me to give Thibodeau any props this year, don't ask me to like give him, oh, Thibodeau did this, it's great. No, you're not gonna get that from me. Because with my issue with Tibbs, and I hope he never does this again, is just play the right rotation. Don't play favorites. Hold the vets accountable. Shoot a lot of threes. Get away from the Randle-centric offense. Become a more modern NBA offense and play faster. That's all I want. I don't really, because I know we're going to defend. That's the whack part about the Knicks. Like, the Knicks, we ain't even got to care. They're going to defend. We got Tibbs as the coach. I'm not even going to question defense. I don't care about that. It's that offense that I need to get together. Yeah, Boost Mobile, I'm very calm. I'm very calm.
We haven't been that way in 20 years. Calm. Never. Last offseason, we came in here like stressed. You know what I'm saying? Because we had drafted Obi, and we thought we was going to get rid of Julius. And RJ had the heat on him because he didn't really have like that big rookie season that everybody thought he was going to have. So we still had Elfrid Payton. We had Frank. We had all these different things. So we were stressed. You know, so this year, for some reason, like we have extra talent. And you know we got a decent coaching and stuff like that. So there's nothing to be, you know, this, you know, that is a beautiful thing. You know, we have not been this way since Ewing was on the roster. That's a fact. We haven't been this way since Ewing was on the roster.
It's nice, man. It's nice. I can't wait tomorrow, man. I'm gonna be hyped. I don't know how I'm gonna go to sleep.
Yo, man, I think I might buy a last minute ticket and pull up and just be at the top, you know, with the $40 tickets.
Oh, wait, on the deck?
Oh, yeah, licking the roof. I'm gonna do the halftime show, licking the roof of the garden. We'll see, man. Yeah, so I'm gonna be doing a halftime show again, man. It's gonna start tomorrow, do the halftime, the crunch time show. So, you know, anybody that does some ever been on the show, if anybody wants to get on, just hit me up. You can get on, jump on, and then we can just keep me company because I'll be there talking about myself. I don't care. Yeah, especially you stay. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be watching the game anyway. So if you want to pop on, if you ain't doing nothing, just hit me up.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice, man. We're going to have a good time, man. We're going to have a good time. Hopefully we spank the Celtics by 20 so we could just talk crap all night about the Celtics, but I can't wait, man. That's all I got for right now.
Yeah, me too, man. We had a good pod. We just talking about Kevin Knox and things of that nature, so you know we still were able to fill up a whole pod like with that, so that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Tickets are dirt cheap. See, I work tomorrow, so I definitely will go tomorrow. The tickets is cheap. I suggest y'all go, man. Honestly, if you ain't working, I'm
gonna
go.
Yeah, just go and take a dump in the garden or something, man. Just leave your stamp in there, you know, to start the season, you know. That's what I would do. I'm thinking about it. I'm actually thinking about it. We'll see. Well, you know, as Stay says, man, you can find the audio podcast here. You should be there probably tomorrow morning or so.
Yes,
Apple Podcast, Player FM, you know, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, everything. Spotify.
Yep, Google. Everything. Yeah. Yo, don't forget that moonshine.
You gotta have something to wash down them chitlins, man. Wash down them chitlins.
Oh man. I see we'll be back tomorrow, man. Dog, man, I'll definitely be on the halftime show tomorrow. So I appreciate you, brother. I'm out of here, Nick Nation. I'm out of here. Boost Mobile, I appreciate you. Ken Nick, I appreciate you, Cameron, I appreciate you, White Falcon. All of you guys, man, I appreciate y'all tuning in, man, every time, man. Dahar, once again, I'm out here for like the third time. Appreciate you, brother. Peace.
Peace, yo.
And peace out, Nick Nation.
No doubt. Yeah, man. Peace, everybody. Thank you for tuning in for Dire State of Mind. Like I said, we're probably going to be here tomorrow doing a halftime show. So anybody wants to continue watching this us talk our shit, man, just check us out at the halftime. I come in at halftime, and I go all the way to crunch time, and you just see our reactions to the game and stuff. And we'll talk about everything. So it's not always about the Knicks when it comes to the Dire Knicks podcast. So anyway, so I see you guys later, man. Peace.